All right. We will call our meeting to order. Thank you. I'd like to welcome everybody this morning. I'd like to start with our Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Vice Chairman Noren,
sure.
Would you do the honors?
Absolutely. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce my board members. Start to the left today, because I always start to the right, so we'll mix it up. To my far left is John Corbett from McKinleyville. To my immediate left, my vice chair, David Noren from Sebastopol. To my right, Mr. Bill Massey from Forestville. And to my far right, Heidi Harris from Sawyer. And I'm Jeff Hales from Eureka, your chair. Ms. Coleman.
I'll start from here. We have a couple of awards that we would like to make today, and we're going to start with the first award, which is for Sustained Superior Accomplishment, which is a very prestigious award within the state of California. And I guess I'll call everybody up. It's the team that has worked on the U.S. Forest Service implementation. And so Fred Blatt, Mark Alpert, Tom Williams, Katie King, Maggie Robinson, Joelle Gephardt, Carrie Wilder, and Samantha Olson. Oh, you'll have to turn that over for a moment. And if Mr. Rivera could, if you could all come up. If you all could come up. Because we do want a picture. And what, this is probably not hearing me very well, so I will sit down and behave. Could you get up in front of the board? Go shake the board's hand. I think that would be the right thing to do.
Right, it's a receiving line.
Okay. It's the receiving line. And while they do that, the work of the team and their stewardship of the public process resulted in the adoption of the waiver.
All right.
And with that single regulatory action, the regional board.
Hey.
All right.
They're partying. What can I say? They're having a party. Okay. The work of the team and their stewardship of the public process resulted in the adoption of the waiver, and with that single regulatory action, the regional board provided non-point source regulatory coverage for over 50% of the land area in the region. Their work established a model of efficient regulation of large tracts of land to the benefit of water quality, validating existing practices, avoiding duplication, and revising approaches to implementation to comprehensively address non-point sources of pollution. So this award is not only for developing the waiver, but also for its implementation. There's been a lot of work that has been done in the last year, working directly with the U.S. Forest Service to make sure that the permit is not just a piece of paper that sits, but indeed that we are seeing changes in the way that the U.S. Forest Service is conducting their practices in a way much more oriented to protecting water quality than in the past. And really, we're very, very grateful for your work on this. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that the Forest Service permit was provided the template for the state regulations, and that the North Coast is really a leader, and I really appreciate the work.
One of those brainlessly simple ones.
She has a doctor's appointment. She will be in until 10.
Oh, okay. Well, what should we do? Let's go ahead and
add a few things.
Should we do this anyway and then have her come by?
This was really a team effort, and as typical around here, your staff, minus the seniors and the managers, kind of guided them. They did most of the work. There was a liaison for each forest that made a presentation to each forest to roll out the waiver to them, and there were many other products. We did a question and answer document. We did a checklist guidance document, and Tom Williams, who's our lead staff on the waiver, did a fair share of that work coordinating that as well, and I think he's going to give you an update on the waiver either at the January or March meeting, depending on workload. We'll fit that in, but you'll get an update on that waiver and its implementation over the last year from Tom in a future meeting. Thank you.
For the next award, the recipient isn't present, but we'll have her come by when she comes in later today. This is a certificate of appreciation for Catherine Carter, and it is for her smoothly executing the coordination of the Klamath Fish Health Assessment Team during the summer of 2011. During that time, the work crews found stressed fish in the Klamath River, and Catherine provided the glue that held that interagency team together to go out, conduct surveys, see where the fish were, assess their health, see what the problems were. I've received from a number of agencies thank yous for the work that she has done in bringing everybody together and holding everybody together during, I mean, this is work that everybody does on top of their other job, but we all know how important it is, and she just does a terrific job every year, but this year there was the extra information that actually having to go out and deal and see what was going on with the stressed fish, and so it's a certificate of appreciation for the work that she did working with other people.
Thank you. I do have another award up here with me. This is a special one. Mr. Rivera, in recognition, if you would please stand up.
Maybe you need to go up there and shake their hand, too.
In recognition of your service to the state of California for 25 years, if you would please. And that was actually in September, so you're working on 26 now.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it seems just like yesterday.
Just like yesterday. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
It's been quite a ride, and I wouldn't have done it any other way. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Kat, if you could also introduce staff, please.
Yes. We have Terry Correll, who is working sound, and Patty Gorsi, who will take for the audience, if you have cards, get them to Patty. Samantha Olson, staff counsel, and you've just introduced Luis. And key staff here today, we've got a number of staff in the audience, but in particular, David Leland, and who is the head of the core regulatory program and TMDLs, and Matt St. John, who's heading up the timber non-point source division.
All right, thanks.
And who? Oh, thank you. I was going to actually cover that later. Okay. I will announce then, now, since Ms. Correll reminds me, that Ms. Mona Doherty we have selected to be the head of our permitting unit. So she is now the senior in charge of permits, NPDES, stormwater. Mona is a PE who's worked for the region for a number of years. Very talented, very high energy. Brings a lot of passion and skills to the job, and we're really excited that we were able to hire her.
Congratulations, Mona. You're welcome.